Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Here's the part you'll love. I go, you know what? I'm a people pleaser. I want the best episode tomorrow possible.
Uh-oh.
Let's go! Dude, I gotta stop watching porn high.
Dude,
I was watching porn last night, high out of my mind. I had one of those in a while. I couldn't stop laughing because this guy was he was fucking, and she was
He was having sex in porn.
I don't know if you know how porn works.
I don't.
They actually don't love each other. Kind of fucked up.
Really? Yeah. Some do. It's you ever act. Watch porn? You go, hold on. There was a moment here.
The POV shit, dude. I gotta stop following food influencers because how they show their food when the plate comes out, it feels like you're watching POV porn.
Dude, anytime someone's looking up at the camera,
fuck. But like, you know when like the food comes out,
yeah.
It's like, oh fuck, cinnamon rolls. Like
that just sounds like the quesadilla is trying to get cummed on.
It sounds like porn in my head, especially like POV because like he's recording his like dish and he's like, oh fuck. Lobster bisque, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing? Oh, all right.
No. I understand. I think our algorithms are different. I totally understand what you're saying. I just I don't follow any food stuff. So I don't know what's happening. But I do know what you're saying by the guys like, oh yeah, hell yeah. Oyster
porn.
Crackers.
Those will do it.
Oyster crackers are underrated. Sorry, go ahead.
They
fondue?
Are. They're so good.
What's
I used to order just oyster crackers as a kid.
Which is great.
It's a free meal. My mom would be like, shut the fuck up. Have some oyster crackers.
Oh, right. At restaurants.
Yeah, I would grab bags. Like I would just load up on them.
Dude, how do you feel about restaurants charging for bread?
That's bullshit. That's crazy.
Bitch, it's
doing
free.
But tell me if they're like, hey, do you want bread? Asterisk. Question.
She's making her house. I'm so sorry.
Bro, your dog is literally one crack pipe away from living on the streets of LA. Dude, that girl tweaking. What I'm saying, if you're going to be like, you want bread for the table,
yeah.
put asterisk how much it's going to be.
Yeah.
Because they be, at the end, you see a bill and it's like, bro, you didn't tell me bread was $7. I can't even eat that shit. I'm gluten free.
That? You know what also kills me? The same exact sentiment. When you come to the table and they go, do you want water or sparkling water? Oh, no tap water option?
I just say whatever's from the sink.
Yeah. Sink, bathtub. Hose. Here's a question. Sink. So the water that's in the toilet is the water that is in the sink. And
I mean, can this fucking dog sit down?
Yeah, she will. She will. Just, I'm so sorry. Guys, she's losing her mind.
Dude,
I'm
is really she like about
sure.
to like make love to that
there
duvet?
Go.
There she goes.
Okay,
bed is made. That's the bed she made.
Come on,
that's the bed she made. Can we like get a camera on that? All that fucking jumping around and that's what she made?
Go
that's
on,
like
man.
Somebody's yelling in the kitchen. They made a fucking Lunchable.
Dude, she doesn't have thumbs.
I'm kidding. That's true. I was watching porn high. I started losing my
How
mind.
How high did you get? I'm sorry, I keep cutting
off.
I just really
so
want to know.
So high.
How much did you smoke?
Dude, I did the show yesterday.
Oh, right.
I did the show yesterday, and it was a really cool premise. They tell you a story up ahead. They brief you on a lot. Then you smoke fuck ton of weed. Then you like try to like pitch it back to them. And like I was like, dude, if I'm going to do it, it kind of like Amsterdam Mushroom. It's like, I want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be. I was high as fuck. And they had like bongs and blunts and weed just all over.
Did you do it all?
Dude, they had a weed guy on set.
A who?
A weed guy. A guy who was paid to be there to brief me on weed. They had a medic there.
Dude, people used to go to prison for 36 years.
Now
the same dude that's doing the same stuff is now next on Crafty.
Bro.
Next to fucking Jelly Rolls.
Literally. this guy's job was a weed sommelier, and he's just like, oh, so what type of high are you like? And then, like, yeah, he had a fucking ponytail and a beard. Of course this guy smokes weed. I trust him.
Is that real? Is that real when someone goes, oh, what type of high you want? And they go, this, this, this.
I believe
it. Isn't everyone's brain different? Like, the same way that, like, this, like, if you we took the same blunt, we would feel different, right? We're different people.
Yeah, of course.
So how the fuck does he know?
I think it's in and around. It's like if it's a sativa, you'll be more like mentally high. And then indica, you'll be more like the world's ending. But your body feels good.
Oh, is the indica the one that you like, you're like the couch gives you a hug?
At night.
Yeah, you smoke at night.
It's like more of a body high. I don't like it.
Okay.
It's sativa, I was like, give me, because this was at like 4 p.m. Also, crazy time to be like fucking ripped. Should have been 420. Smoke sativa. I was fucking gone. But I smoked a fuck ton, like on purpose.
Yeah.
So much fun. I love smoking weed and I forget about it.
How did you feel?
I feel like shit today.
I'm jumping. We're Quentin Tarantino in this bitch and we'll get to your point about smoking weed and watching porn. But I'm interested, like when you were that high, how did you feel when you went outside? Is it the same thing when you stay in the strip club too long and then it's 6 a.m. you go, what the fuck is happening?
Dude, it was like a whole like production. Like it was on like the lot. Like it was in a golf cart. Yeah. They like take me to a place and I'm just laughing.
So you were high, like what I'm saying is like when you get high, you're in the context and you're like, you're high, you're like, okay, I'm high in this context, cool. And then you gotta go outside to the real world.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you're talking a tree bark.
Yeah.
Was that weird?
Little weird. Yeah. Well, because you're like smoking and like they put me in this like trailer with the weed guy, it's dim, it's cool, the vibes are great. And then you walk in, it's this bright ass elevator and you're like, please nobody make eye contact. But where it was filmed, it was like super dark and it was actually like probably one of the better experiences I think it could have been for being high. It was great. But I kept smoking. I was high out of my mind. I get home and I go, I'm high. Now what?
Oh, let me guess. Let me guess. There it is. Beat it.
Good morning, cock. Wake up.
Beat your cock is crazy. What did it do? Steal something from you? Why are you beating it?
Beat your meat. Dude, my dick is like a fucking guard for the queen. He boy just up there, bricked and ready, dude.
It's insane. Does your dick know the difference between like, oh God, here we go, jerking off again. Where's pussy, you loser? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's just happy to come.
Yeah. It's like you're plus one to an event. He's just happy to be there.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, but I have a question. Do you feel like your dick gets harder for sex than it does for jerking off?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I will like say horny hard is crazy. Like,
horny
hard
is crazy.
Nutso.
I'll tell you the difference because there's an actual woman there.
I know, but don't you feel like your dick is reserving for that?
A little bit.
When I'm just jerking off, I feel like it's like lowercase hard, you know?
Yeah, it's italicized. Like,
right.
I will say though, when I'm high hard jerking off, dog, I'm so excited to jerk off when I'm high. It's like, I'm like, my dick is like about to go to Dave and Buster's. It's so excited.
Yeah.
So I get H-A-R-D.
Yeah, it was Disneyland for my dick.
100%.
So, but yeah, it's like, it was funny just because I feel like in the intercourse, I'm like fucking rocked up. Rocky
Unless
Balboa.
It's in Amsterdam.
Yeah, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Yes.
Yes.
And I'm watching porn and I start laughing. I've been getting these like funny thoughts when I've been like, so this guy's piping. He's doing the sex. Okay. And she's rubbing her clit like this.
Uh-huh.
And so he's going in and she's rubbing. And it just reminded me of that game like growing up when you pat your head and like rub your stomach.
You actually did it really well.
Thank you. Yeah. It just, I started laughing because it was this. And here's the part you'll love. I go, you know what?
I love this whole thing.
Right. I go, you know what? I feel like I'm a people pleaser. I want the best episode tomorrow possible.
Great.
And I feel like our episode's been fun lately, but I was like, when was last Wings on a Butt Plug night? When was our last iconic?
What are you about to tell me?
When was our last iconic?
Did you finger your ass?
Twice, no. I was like, when was our last iconic episode? So I was like, I'm gonna take a page out of Blau's book.
Uh-oh.
Nut it on the floor.
Let's go! I feel fucking vindicated. Walk me through this. God damn it. I'm so happy. Walk me through this. Don't fucking skip one moment. I want moment to moment. Actually, act it out right now.
So, there we go.
What? You came on the floor.
Yeah.
Like a true American hero.
That's what's up. And I'll tell you what. Did nothing for me.
I'm fucking pissed because you're lying right now. What do you mean it did nothing for you?
Dude, that post nut regret is crazy.
No, it's not.
That post nut regret is crazy.
No, the post nut regret, you go get a fucking towel and rub it out. Who cares?
That's what I did, but like, usually if you get a towel to wipe something off, it's like maybe your partner, your woman you just had sex with. you know, you're here, there you go. But like, now I'm getting a fucking towel over the floor.
Yeah.
Like, it's just laying there.
Yeah. Dude, I throw it down and say, take it, bitch. Hold on.
The floor?
Yeah, sometimes. But hold on. So you were jerking off on your bed or on the desk? On the desk. In front of the desk.
Bed.
So you were like on your back, jerking off.
I might have been, oh no, standing bed.
Dog, so, what?
No, hear me out.
I'm trying.
So bed, I'm standing, you got my phone out.
What do you mean standing? On the bed? That's what I'm picturing.
No. Like next to the bed. Like as if I were to be like I'm just standing, like my phone is on the bed and I'm standing on the ground, like facing the bed.
So, dude, hold on.
Facing the bed seems wild to me.
What do you mean?
No, this.
What the fuck do you mean?
Hold on. This is actually kind of genius because what you're doing, it's like muscle memory. Because sometimes you fuck like that.
Yes.
So you're putting yourself in a fuck position, but you're putting the phone as a woman. This is also sad.
Well, doesn't Trev, don't you also jerk off in doggy sometimes?
Yep. You do. And you put the phone on the headboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, this checks out. Yeah.
All this checks out.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Okay. I went double blow. Never go double blow.
Never. Double blow, you end up with a buffalo hat on. Anyone?
But the guy was, it was like POV fucking, like up here.
Yeah, it's great.
So in my head, and she was on her back, in my head, that the
you're him.
The bed, yeah.
Yeah.
The bed is where she would have been.
Yeah, exactly.
She, meaning my iPhone.
Yeah.
Sad sentence.
Yeah. So usually when a woman's on my phone, I just put her in the kitchen.
To charge, because that's where his phone charger is.
Yep, that's what I meant. Make me a sandwich. Okay, so the phone's on the bed, because that's the woman.
Yeah. And then when I'm about to just nut one out.
You turn.
Crazy sentence. Just turn like I was giving the assist. I'm like, I'm loading it up, boom, boom.
Yeah, you Muggsy Bogues the floor.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, RBI, I don't know if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Run batted in.
That honestly does make sense.
Yeah.
And then I just turn and just nut it on the floor.
Goddamn. Michael Blaustein doing stand-up comedy where I will tell you November 17th to 19th, I'll be in West Nyack, New York. Those tickets are moving. December 1st to the 3rd, I'll be in Dallas. Guys, all the shows are sold out, so we added another Sunday. Get tickets. January 25th, 2024 tour. Kicking off. Whoa. January 25th, Dayton, Ohio. January 26th to 27th, Columbus, Ohio. February 9th to 10th, Phoenix, Arizona. February 22nd to 24th, Ontario, California. And guys, many, many more dates on the website. BlauComedy.com, BlauComedy.com.
My special is coming out next Tuesday, 6 days from today, November 14th. Wild. Amazon Prime Video. Dude, if you have an Amazon Prime account to get shipping to your house, you just have a Prime account. You can watch all that shit, dude. Your mom's probably got a Prime account. Jack her Prime account. Watch Pterodactyl November 14th. And it's the interface is sick, dude. It looks like it's a clean-ass streaming app. And they have a chart 1 through 10. So, dude, imagine if we chart this bitch number 1.
Bitch, we will.
Hey, then my next special I can do T-Rex. Bitch.
Small arm, small cock.
That's literally my opening sentence. Watch on Amazon Prime, and if you don't, I just appreciate you for watching the podcast and supporting what we do here.
But that's what I'm
if you want to support there too, that'd be awesome.
November 14th.
Much love.
November 14th. Blue Chew.
Goddamn.
What did I do wrong?
You didn't do anything wrong, but like when you nutted on the floor, right? Didn't it just feel like it was just like coated with like freedom and you were just like fucking
a little bit,
you know, there's no like, oh, where's it going? Oh God. Oh, where am I going? It's like, no, you don't have to worry about coming in your mouth and in your tits. Nothing. You just come straight on the fucking ground and you worry about it later. That's what America's about. We do a lot of stuff and then we worry about it later. It's what we do.
Taxes.
Buy now, pay later.
The Iraqi
afterpay.
Yes, the Iraqi war. All of it.
Oh no! I just heard what you said.
Bro, that took you 3 solid seconds.
Dude, I'm telling you, that's why I don't smoke weed. The next morning, I feel just dazed, just hazy.
I know.
It feels like I have a ceiling of emotion, and I'm not getting past here.
Gabriel, can you look up like why is that? Because I feel the same way, but I feel it too. I feel very like I just feel burnt. Like someone, I just like my cells, my brain, my like synapses isn't fucking going.
Which is stupid because I got good sleep. I've been well rested over the weekend. But also I love smoking because the creativity. Dude, I wrote like 15 minutes of new material last night. I was looking at club dates to be like, dude, should I just book a weekend? Like I want to do these now. Like I got like excited.
Did you re-look at them when you were sober?
Yes.
Trash?
I'd say out of the 15 I wrote, I got 2 minutes out of it.
That's perfect, though.
Dude, but like one of the premises I like love, and I'm like, this.
Can you say it or you want to ruin it?
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
I don't want you to burn it right now.
So women be like, no. But it was essentially like, I don't look at my own comments, but I like looking at other people's comments.
Great.
Like when it's happening to me, I don't want to deal with it.
Yes,
it's
yes,
like
yes.
When your parents are arguing, you're like, oh, fuck this mom and dad. But like when somebody else's parents are arguing as a
parents,
kid.
Parents? Like with two?
Multiple, sorry. Oh, when your parent
there you go.
Is yelling in a mirror at himself, why did you leave? No, but I just feel like, and I want to elaborate on it, it's like, because it's too close to home.
Yes.
That's your mom and dad yelling. You're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you're at a friend's house and their parents are yelling, you're like, dude, this is the best.
It's reality TV.
That's somebody else's comment section.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just want to build that out and just like how, like when it's not happening to you, you're like, dude, this is fucking great. It's like when one of your friends at a bar is getting in a bar fight, you're like, oh, what are you doing? Stop. Blake, I'm sorry. You got to apologize. But there's nothing better than a random bar fight. You have no connection to this?
Bro, there.
Surprise MMA? Are you fucking kidding me?
Dude, like MMA, but like no one has trained. That's the best. No one knows what's happening.
But like all
some guy midway through is tickling the other guy. What's happening?
Yeah. Tickling him? But you have nothing. You have no connection to these two guys.
Right.
Both these guys have nautical star tattoos and a V-neck. You're like, this might be the heavyweight champion of all of Burbank.
Dude, V-necks used to be a thing.
Oh, yeah. I saw a photo the other day of Chris DeStefano.
That's what I need, too.
He saw that fucking V-neck?
He had two. He had a V-neck and a thing underneath the V-neck.
But anyways, I just was like riffing a bunch and it just like, it was just coming out. I was like, this is what I like.
Dude, now
I feel like shit this morning.
I have been smoking, I think maybe I already said this, but I've been smoking the most I've ever smoked in my entire life. I've been like on this kick where like, I have so much trouble going to sleep, so I will smoke. And then obviously I'll smoke and then know what's next, food or cum. I always choose cum.
Food
and then
or
I
go, cum?
Food or cum and I always choose to cum. So, but it's
be a fun character playing a video game.
Me?
Yeah, because you have like two options. Like you could come or you could get Burger King.
Yeah.
Which way is he going?
Have you ever jerked off while eating? I don't think you can.
No. Like, I think it's one of those you like can't yawn and sneeze at the same time.
You know you can't pee and come?
You can't pee and shit.
You can't. Hold on. No, that's not true.
That's not true.
That's
you
not
can't
true.
Pee and shit at the same time.
I think I'd be doing it.
Yeah.
No. No, when you're like when it's coming out, you can't be doing both at the same time.
This might be, I think you can, but
I'll put $100 on right now.
$100.
Yeah, you
can't. Fuck.
You can't. Your stream will stop when you're shitting.
I don't know. I'm gonna vote that you can pee when you shit.
The consensus is that it's possible but difficult. I've definitely done it though.
I feel like I've definitely done
like you're saying the stream is just going, poop comes out, and there's no
honestly,
turbulence
bro,
in the stream.
I've never done that. I'm thinking about it right now because
you can pee before
poop,
or after.
Because the poop, I think, hits the G spot, and I think when the G spot's getting titillated,
yeah,
I don't think you can pee.
Well, also, I feel like poop has priority. Poop's got that airport clear. He sees the pee and he's like, me next.
100 pee is like the pawn, and poop is like the queen in chess. I mean,
yeah,
like it has so much more.
It's got priority.
Also, like when you need a, like you can hold a pee. Some poops you just can't hold. Sometimes poops like, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And you're like, you didn't say goodbye to anyone. And the poop goes, I don't give a shit.
I like going.
Get it? Jokes over here.
Yeah. What the hell was I talking about?
Oh, you came on the ground. I can't believe you didn't enjoy it. I understand the cleanup's a little annoying.
How long did you wait to clean it up?
Immediately.
Apparently, that's where you went wrong. Because Michael, how long was it for you?
But don't you have that?
You got to. Oh. Well,
but
yeah,
don't you
I
have
mean,
that?
Years.
Like,
yeah.
Dude. Well, that's.
Well, that
insane.
I was coming in a place where I don't walk consistently, so I'm not like coming on like my bedroom floor. So I'm like, what? Like, sick. You know what I did? Actually, yesterday, I had like 2 hours before my flight, and I was I was like, you know, I'm gonna jerk. I don't know why, but I'm like, I'm gonna fucking jerk off. Who cares?
Sometimes what do you mean you don't know why? You're in a hotel room.
I wasn't, dude. I was in Airbnb. I just like, I feel like sometimes you just like you jerk off out of boredom. It's not even like, it's not even a necessity. You're just like, I guess something to do, you know?
Yeah.
So what I did, which I thought was genius, is I came on the ground. I went in the bathroom.
In the Airbnb.
Yeah, well, I went in the bathroom. I went in the bathroom, and which is weird because no one else was in the house, but I went in the bathroom, so I knew the cleanup was easy. But you know what I did that I honestly thought was really smart? I was wearing like big, thick socks. And so I was naked with big, thick socks on, and I came on the ground.
What a sight.
And I came on the ground, and I just—
No, you didn't.
I just used my socks.
You didn't take the sock off?
No, I just— Dude, why? It's the cum's still getting on it. But like, so I used it as like a squeegee. It was really effective. It was really effective. No one's on board with this?
I'm just, it's hard to not be on board because the show is literally stiff socks. Right. That's how you make a stiff sock.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, it was really efficient. I didn't even have to bend down.
The logic does check out.
Yeah.
But did you take the sock off after?
Yeah.
That was a long response.
Well, because I was gonna be jokey with it, but I did. You know how you have dog poop bags and you pick it up and then flip it inside out? Yeah. That's what I did with my sock.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, just flipped it inside out, put it in my luggage, and honestly, halfway through the flight, I was like, "Fuck! I feel like that sock is touching something that I like, but I don't know what it was."
That was what I was gonna ask. When you guys are like packing to get back after a trip, do you guys have a specific area of your bag that's like, "This is for cum covered things"?
I don't have—
I try to remember, but I know what you're saying, and I've done it before. Like the suitcase I have, like there's a middle flap in it.
Yeah.
I put it in there.
Yeah.
Why do you guys have cum covered stuff in like hotels and—
because I'd be Airbnbs. Nutting in boxers.
Oh, you crazy bro.
Where do you nut in a hotel?
I use a towel like a respectable gentleman.
No, but here's the thing, a respectable gentleman would value the hotel and be like, I don't want a maid that has to touch my nut towel.
Listen, if you ever see any hotel and there's a towel anywhere else besides on the towel rack, there's semen on it.
I know, but time. I like, what's interesting is in my head, I can justify wiping a towel up with semen if it's like after sex. I'm like, hey, that's just how this works. Your right. towel, that's semen. Meat in the middle.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. But if it's jerking off, that's like a conscious decision to be like, dude, am I really going to take a shared in a hotel and nut on it? And yes. The answer is yeah.
Yes.
But I just feel
I mean,
bad.
I have nutted on any type of towel in any star hotel room in the entire world. I mean.
Really? But
oh
I
my
just feel
God.
I don't know. I feel bad. And I know everybody does it. But it is funny to Gabe's point. So instead, I'll finish in a pair of boxers, right?
Crazy.
And then I'll put the boxers in my suitcase. And then I just travel home with nut
boxers. Yeah. I mean, I've definitely done that. Yeah. I mean, it's
but
just.
But like,
yeah.
Isn't that funny? You're just checking a bag. Oh, what's in here? Any lithium batteries? Nope. Well, just they some go Hanes with nut in it.
Well, they go any lithium batteries, any liquids, and you go sorta
some.
Not it's under 3.5 ounces.
Dude, Australia, they don't do the liquid thing, bro. You can bring like a gallon of water in. Then we go fuck.
That's crazy. That's how it should be, dude.
It blows my mind.
One dude, fucked it up for everybody. One guy made a bomb with a Listerine fucking bottle.
Is that really what happened?
Something happened.
Right, but
can you imagine being that guy? That dude changed air travel for the rest of existence. Gotta be kind of cool.
Kind of cool on his.
I don't think.
As long as nobody died, it's cool.
Correct. I don't. Well, let's look it up before I have an opinion on this.
Yeah, dude. But you can travel with whatever out there, and they also don't say like how are you doing. They say how are you going. So I'm at the airport, and this lady goes, "How are you going?" I was like, "A plane."
Yeah. How are you going?
The fuck you
to
mean?
Brisbane? What are you talking about?
How are you going? You tell me. You work at the airport.
Man,
anyways,
this
might be a hot take.
Okay,
Australia. What did you think of the women?
Truthfully,
please.
Well, I'm in a position right now because I haven't gone to Australia to tour yet. I don't want to shit on this place.
Do you know how tour dates work? You talk shit, then you make an apology video, and now you're
in. Can you imagine making an apology video before you release?
No.
Truthfully, and this is just like my stupid American eyes. Average. Average.
Why would you say that?
Huh?
Why would you say that?
Why would I say that?
Yeah, you have tour dates coming up there, man.
Fuck, dude.
Maybe it's just because of like the videos and movies. I thought I was gonna land in Sydney, and it's just like blondes for like just miles upon miles.
I thought it was gonna be Margot Robbie times 1 billion.
It was like
everyone. Well, this is the thing. This is what I actually thought about when I went to Australia and came back. It's just like everyone who was unsensibly hot that lives in Australia lives here now. Because that's what you do. You're a 10, and they go, you should move to America and be Margot Robbie. And everyone goes, cool.
I hear that.
Goddamn.
But I don't know. Maybe it just,
how did you feel?
It felt like just any city. Like, like I wasn't like every street corner. I was like, like I think there's hotter chicks than like Boston. I think there's hotter, like New York. New York per capita is unreal.
But
two blocks and I'm in love.
But the capita is so large.
But they also all move there.
Yeah, like you said. Yeah. If you're any way hot at all, you move in America for the most part. I'm speaking generally. You move to New York or LA. So the problem is, if you took everyone that lived in LA, took away the cars and everyone had to drive.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Took away the cars and everyone had to walk.
New York.
It would be crazy.
Of course.
But we just don't see it.
Yeah.
But New York. Fuck.
Exactly. Like, dude, the 405 loaded with fucking bad bitches. But everybody's in their Kia Soul. Nobody knows.
Everyone's on the phone.
But I will say, it was just, I don't know. I think it's so funny to look at movies and be like, this is Australia. Then you get there and you're like, oh, it's just a dope city. I will say Bondi Beach in Sydney. Fuck. That's where the shotties were. That's where unreal. 10, hot,
women
hot,
are crazy. Hot. They have boobs and a vagina and they just walk around. That's insane to me. And they smell good. They're like well manicured.
Yeah.
God damn it. What is that? What is that fucking feeling I get when I'm like, it's called horniness?
Yeah. Yeah, we all know it. We all know it too.
But it's
well.
Crazy. When you think about like a really beautiful lady with like well manicured everything and has like just not too much makeup but enough makeup and like dress really cool and like has aspirations and it's just like it's fuck it may it like it makes it like ugh. I used to have this old joke, but I was like, you ever seen a woman so hot you want to fight her? Like that's the I get it's like horniness mixed with like anger. I'm like, you're so hot. God damn it. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah,
fuck, why did God do that to us? Horniness has ruined people's lives on like not once. Like people have ruined their life multiple times because of women and dudes, vice versa. It's crazy. People have four I know a guy that has two families for like 25 years. Two families.
Actually,
I mean, he got caught probably 5 years ago. But
he went 20 years doing that?
20 years with two families.
I've done like one date on like Monday and one on Friday. I'm already switching up. I'm like, wait, were you the brother?
Yeah.
The twin brother?
Yeah, I mean,
he lives in Jacksonville. Is that him?
When you do that, you're not, like, you're like unwell. Like, you're not, you know what I mean? Like, you're not like sane. If you have two families, you have two wives, because how do you... Like, every moment is just chock full of anxiety. Fucking moment. Because you got to be like, oh, honey, I got to travel to Seattle. And you get in your Kia, and you drive 14 blocks, and you're in quote-unquote Seattle.
Yeah.
And then you got to go with your other, oh, hey, honey, back from Vancouver. You weren't in Vancouver. You were fucking your first wife.
You just got to go to the cities and bank up your story content for months. You just like, you're in Vancouver. You're like, whoa, Vancouver. Then you take three steps. I love it out here in Vancouver.
What an influencer thought. It's a really good idea.
But like in modern days, like,
yeah.
You know where somebody is pretty much all the time just because of technology. Well, not really, but also. But like if you're dating somebody and they're like, I'm in Australia, you would know if I wasn't in there. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I know. So I don't know. Either he picked the two dumbest women in the world, or he's a fucking mastermind. Like, families, dude, not girlfriends. Two wives.
Dude, that's so many birthdays to remember.
I know, dude. and like, kids. You know how many fucking soccer games?
Oh, my God.
This guy's got to go to?
Saturday. Dude, this guy's doing fucking tour.
Why do they suck at soccer so bad?
What if the two kids? What?
Why does America suck at soccer so bad? I feel like every kid plays soccer. Am I crazy?
Why
are we so bad? Do we just stop playing soccer at some point?
That is true.
Right? Because when you think about, well, let's take a poll. Did you play soccer as a kid?
I did.
I played soccer as a kid. Did you play soccer as a kid?
I don't think I ever scored once.
You play soccer?
I played soccer. Green Geckos.
Geckos?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Gecks. Yeah, I think everybody's just born playing soccer.
Yeah.
But then why is America so bad at soccer?
Maybe there's less of an emphasis on it in like high school. Like everyone's like, I want to do football or baseball or whatever.
Oh,
and like,
yeah, because I don't think other countries have like American football. So like that's just like literally their football.
Yeah. I mean, because soccer is massive internationally. It's like the biggest sport.
Whereas here, it's like third fiddle, right?
You know what's crazy? I think it's less than third fiddle. I think cricket is above soccer in America. But you know what's crazy is if I don't know how this would happen. Maybe like the UN had a conference and talked to every woman in America and said, "Listen, now you just find soccer guys attractive. Do you know how good we'd be at soccer in 10 years? Holy fuck! No one would play basketball. No, can you imagine LeBron James playing soccer?" He would. We would need to replace the ball every quarter. Do they even have quarters? I don't even know how to play fucking soccer. Do you know what I mean? Everything would change. Soccer guys, every athlete would just play soccer.
Yeah. Well, I think it is really big, and I think it's just...
No, it is, but not in America, though. That's what I'm saying.
Right, but I think it's bigger in America than we think it is.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. But it's like, if you're like a crazy good athlete, for the most part, you're going to either play like football or basketball.
What do you think is bigger in the U.S., golf or soccer, like PGA? Soccer.
Oh, like people who watch, you mean? Or mm-hmm. people... That's a great question. I think probably still golf in America. You want to look at this up? Because it's actually very interesting. So let's do a list. Let's guess. So I think in terms of watching in America, I think it's football.
Football, basketball, baseball. Watch football, is crazy.
Baseball might be more because it's just more games.
Oh, yeah.
So it's football, maybe baseball, then basketball, then golf.
Big fall off after basketball.
Yeah, golf, maybe tennis, soccer? Maybe?
I think soccer bigger than tennis.
I don't know, dude. Tennis is massive. I don't know. But the thing is, you know how I know that tennis is bigger? Because I can name probably like 20 tennis players. I can't name one American soccer player.
Really?
Can you?
We just got the biggest one in Miami.
What?
You don't know? It's the biggest soccer player is in Miami now.
Cristiano Ronaldo?
Close.
Messi?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Messi's in Miami?
Bro, Messi's in Miami. Bezos in Miami. Everybody go to Miami. Should we take this podcast to Miami?
Don't.
Speaking of Amazon, November 14th. Tuesday.
November 14th.
Special, Trevor Walls. Pterodactyl.
Set your freaking calendars.
Everybody in Miami.
Hold on. So Messi did what the fuck's his name? Why are we blanking his name?
Beckham.
Beckham. Because Beckham came to L.A. for $250 million.
Yeah, how much was Messi's deal?
It looks like his was $150 million.
Yeah, but he has, I guarantee you, he has, what's it called, percentage of the team.
Oh. Yes, he does have equity.
Holy shit.
He has equity in the team. Equity
in your own team? Dude, what did Pete Rose get in trouble for, betting on his own team?
Yes.
Dude, I met him at a car dealership growing up. He was doing a signing in Oxnard. He was signing at the Toyota-thon.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life. And my
mom took me. I was like, Mom, do you like baseball? She's like, no, but you want to go meet Pete Rose? I was like, why are we here? I have a Pete Rose signature in my room.
She was trying to fuck.
Wait, so the...
huh? Probably.
Well, the Beckham, you said, how much was that deal?
Bend it.
$250 million.
Do you know how long that was for?
I don't.
Because Messi's is weirdly a 2.5-year deal.
What the fuck? $150 million. Yeah, bro, but that's crazy.
Oh, but actually, no, hold on. I actually read
Michael,
about...
two and a half years, $150 million.
Light work. I mean, that's insane. But here's what's more insane.
Bro could buy Oklahoma City.
Here's what's more insane, dude. It's not... That is just the money that is handed to him. This deal was brokered, I think, by three different major companies. So Apple put... There's an Apple percentage in there. There's an Adidas percentage in there.
Paid in AirPods?
That's what I got. And there's a third company that all I kind of put down because Apple is making a play to have soccer streamed on only Apple.
Oh.
So Apple, I think maybe Adidas and then maybe one more company. But like,
yeah, there's so much money bringing him there.
Well, yes. But I think the actual evaluation of the deal is like billions.
Wow. I mean, he's messy. He's like the biggest.
Yes.
Beckham contract was also 5 years, $250 million. So even just on this number alone, it's bigger.
Can you? I'm sorry to ask you so many times, but it is brokered between two major companies, maybe even three.
It's Apple, Adidas are the two major ones, and Adidas is doing kind of like the Michael Jordan, Air Jordan revenue split on shoes. So yeah, he's gonna make an insane amount of money here.
Good for him.
He's doing. They're doing a revenue split on shoes, and then they're doing a revenue split on Apple too.
I think.
Mother of God. I'm telling you, dude, this deal will end up being billions of dollars.
Yo, yeah.
Because he is the biggest soccer player, right?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that or Ronaldo. The Beckham documentary was really good. So hot.
Oh, he's crazy hot.
I think I'm attracted to him.
You think. You are. If you think, you are.
I think he's the most, like, recognize like worldwide we'd all fuck him guy. Like everyone in the world would be like, yeah, that's what I want to look like.
Is it Beckham or is it Brad Pitt?
Ooh, I think they look the same.
Troy?
Hey, Brad Pitt with tattoos is Beckham.
Yeah.
They are, you're right, they are pretty similar. They're both made in a lab. Do you think there's someone famous around those made in a lab besides Bobby the podcast lady?
I think you.
Me?
You were made in a lab. I think you were
in Wuhan?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I think you were made somewhere in Maine.
I'll tell you what I was made. I was made by cocaine in my grandma's house. RIP.
Yeah. Made in a meth lab for sure.
Me?
Goddamn.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Goddamn.
Did you guys see on Zillow they were selling in San Jose a house that had an active meth lab in it?
No, that's so funny.
And it went for $1.5 million. That's San Jose. That's fucking Silicon Valley. I mean, also, a meth lab in the crib, not a bad idea. You don't have to leave the house. Your drug dealer's down the hallway.
I mean, dude, because 1.5 million. 1.5. If you're making meth, like you just...
But it was like on Zillow, the house exploded. Also, I think the house like exploded. Do you have it?
Yeah, I've got it right here.
Yeah, dude, the Bay Area, I mean, shit goes for fucking millions.
Oh, they're not good.
Why would they put a fucking... You know what's bullshit? They put ads on literature.
So here's the...
We don't want to read that in the first place.
Yeah, don't make me read to read.
Yeah. Oh, you want to keep reading this article? You got to pay. Bitch, this ain't OnlyFans.
Condemned? I named my daughter Condemned.
Bro, meth lab.
Who is that? Where's your daughter?
Her name is literally right there.
Oh, okay. Jessica, how the heck do you say that?
So here's the house. A lot of solar.
That's for the meth lab.
Yeah, so this... the listing said that it is has an inactive meth lab and meth contamination. And
does it have photos of the meth lab? But like, look at the neighbors. You have no idea. You're like, man, they are always cooking in that bitch at 4 a.m. What's going on through the chimney?
Dude, that went for 1.5 in San Jose?
Dude, plug the dates,
Lawson, I forget them.
It's going to sell. Like, and it probably already did.
Why is there police around? Was the police there before it sold? Or did they look at the Zillow and be like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Actually, that's good. Dude, there's so many ads on everything these days.
Dude, the moment there's an ad, I click away. But sick like, of it. What? Who clicks on that? See that top one with the hands? Who clicks on that?
I'd watch that one. But like on literature, like fuck off, dude. Let me just look at a meth lab.
Dude, when I click on a movie and it's like a foreign film and then they put subtitles, bro, what are you doing to me? I'm watching a movie not to read. This is insane to me.
My eyes can't look away from it. Once I notice it,
it's over.
I have to look at it.
Because then I just don't even watch the movie anymore. I'm just like literally reading like a really small book.
You know what else I saw in mine? Is this list of places women refuse to go for a first date. And I wanted to get your thoughts on this.
Zoom in a little bit. This is a list of like one chick or like everybody met in the group chat and they're like, number one, Cheesecake Factory. I will say Cheesecake Factory, a lot of yelling. A lot of kids there. Mm-hmm. It's you have to have a family go to Cheesecake Factory. Nobody ever said Cheesecake Factory for one.
I went on a date at the Cheesecake Factory one time, a first date. I really liked the girl. I had a great time. Told me that she didn't want to date me again. And I wonder now if it's because I took her to the Cheesecake Factory.
It's probably because she was addicted to heroin, dude.
Facts.
Well, you're probably shooting up heroin. That menu is massive.
Yeah, this motherfucker is all just taking the spoons. Can I have extra spoons, please?
What are you saying?
I was just trying to figure out, like, what is this list from?
I don't know, but given by the font, this was, like, made by, like, probably someone like 22.
Yeah, I think that this is it. So this says, thank you to the ladies who reached out to me to help on my list. So I think
this is
crowdsourced. I think someone.
I'm sure we could find it, but.
Yeah.
You know.
This is fucking made up.
I think this is crowdsourced. A bunch of women wrote in and said, these are the places that I
wouldn't
go. But I'm
sure the comments probably really much agree on this. But let's break it down. Number one, Cheesecake Factory.
That's crazy. I think Cheesecake Factory is fine.
Well, you literally eat like IHOP like it's fine dining.
It's not fine dining.
Would you take a girl on a date to IHOP?
In a funny way.
Okay.
I wouldn't be like pick her up and then drive to IHOP. I would be like,
it's International Pancake Day. No, I hear you, but I feel like all of this is like in and around the same because number two, Applebee's, that's number three, Chili's. Like those are
Chili's,
synonymous.
Applebee's and Cheesecake Factory are literally the same.
Yeah.
That'd be a funny taste test. If you put Applebee's next to Chili's and be like, what tastes better?
Do you think you would be able to get it?
Well, you'd have, you'd have to order the same thing. Yeah, you for sure.
Dude, any fast food? Oh, this is a good one. Any fast food fries? I can tell you exactly what.
Oh, that's a good one.
Is that like super easy?
No, I think.
Oh, I thought you guys were going to reaction.
I think McDonald's is the easiest, but then after that, it's a fucking variable. Wendy's?
No problem. Honestly, guys, zero problem. I will get them in four. I could blindfold myself, Helen Keller the fucking fries, and know exactly what fry it was. Really? I swear to God.
But we got to try this.
Anyways, so sorry. We're getting off topic. So cheese fries or Applebee's, chili, same thing.
Okay, Chipotle is when I start losing the rails. First three, I'm great with. I'm fine with that. Cheese fries, you have something for everybody. Dude, you get the Chinese chicken salad and you fucking fall in love.
Can I also say this, man? It really just depends on like where you're at. Like, I think it's kind of fucked up to be like, oh, don't take me to a Cheesecake Factory. It's like, what do you do? Like, where are you at in life that I can't take you to a Cheesecake Factory? You work
Drake
at
goes
Best
there.
Buy.
Drake like, you know goes I mean? There.
Like, if okay, here's the thing.
Michael, Drake goes there.
Where?
Why you gotta argue with fuck!
We got it.
Why you gotta argue with me at Cheesecake? You know I love to go there.
I love
imagine
it.
Drake the with bread? A big ass menu.
The brown bread's crazy.
The bread is great.
I just want to say this, and I know it's kind of mean, but I'm being really serious. It's like if you were like the CEO of like fucking some tech company, whatever, and you're a lady, and you're a high powered woman, cool, you're making fucking $6 million. All right, then I understand, like, all right, don't take me to Cheesecake Factory. Cool. But if you are an assistant manager at a fucking Dave and Buster's and you go, you can't take me to a Cheesecake Factory.
Well, that's rivalries.
I can't be seen here.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? It's
can
like,
you imagine you're like, oh, you too, oh, this is not bougie enough. She's like, no, I work across the street. Like, oh, right. No, I hear you. But I think this is just like right down the middle, like, fuck it, dude. Like, the amount of times, like, I think also just dating just around the world, like, this is so normal. Like, the amount of times I've done, like,
normal.
Like, I've, like, talked to, like, a crowd member, and I'm like, where'd you guys meet? Buffalo Wild Wings? And they're like, actually, yeah, how did you know that? I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But, like,
these are all super normal, dude.
These are, like, this is.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Kimmy.
I would rather this than some fucking dumbass place in LA where you got to valet the car for $19. Yeah, I'd be walking.
Dude.
I will park in a neighborhood. I'd be walking.
Yeah, dude, the valet's crazy. Also, like, I would rather go to any of these places. You know those places where you can't find the fucking front door?
Oh, God.
Put a sign!
Like, that's a part of the
It's kind of like a speakeasy. Well, speakeasy louder, because I can't fucking
well, speak medium, because it ain't working.
Okay. All right, well, let's get off the restaurant ones. What do you think of number six? You can't take a date on to the movies.
Chipotle is crazy. I'll say number four is crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Chipotle is crazy.
Chipotle is insane. You cannot, unless it's like date number whatever. This is first date, right?
Yeah.
First date Chipotle is insane.
That's insane.
You just got finished writing your manifesto and you took a girl to get a fucking quesadilla. You cannot do that.
Quesadilla is the only normal. What would you get if you were to take a girl on a date there? Because you get a burrito bowl or a burrito, like you're going to eat fucking 3 pounds of carne asada and lay it down.
Yeah. I would literally just get
chips and salsa.
Well, yeah,
they got margaritas. Some.
They do have margaritas.
You could make it work.
You could. Yeah. Okay, so Chipotle is kind of insane. Olive Garden, I'm fine with.
Olive Garden, I'm great with.
We're here. It's family. What the fuck? That's the saying, guys, if you missed my joke. Number six, the movies. Where am I going to get head if I can't take it to the movie?
Olive Garden. And this bread dick.
Hey.
Comedy podcast.
The movies for a first date is crazy, though, because that's like you're just sitting directly next to a person you barely talk
bro,
to.
Bro, this motherfucker took a first date to a concert.
Can we talk about that?
I did. Yeah, but there was like back room stuff we actually had to talk.
Oh,
we
hold up, back room.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Back door, back room. God damn. Yeah.
I do agree. I think movies is pretty common, but it's like, I don't know if it really advances
it.
The, really? First date
I don't
want
to talk to you. Oh, hi, I'm from Virginia. Do you think I give a fuck? I'm obviously joking, but like I'm honestly, here's the thing. I'm actually fine with the movies. I understand the whole dynamic of like, oh, you're not talking, you don't want to learn anything from me. But I will say, you ever like see a movie with somebody? Well, you don't really see movies, but you ever see a movie with somebody?
The fuck did I catch a stray for that?
No, not sure. I wasn't being mean. I'm just saying. No, I'm sorry. I wasn't being mean. I'm just saying like, maybe you don't interact with this, what I'm about to say. Maybe you don't like empathize or whatever the fuck word I'm trying to say. But
empathize?
I don't know what I'm trying to say. Oh, maybe you won't understand, get on board with what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but sometimes when you see a movie and you leave, the whole like action of like talking about like your favorite scenes and what you thought about the movie for like the next like hour, whatever. I think going to see a movie and then going to like drinks afterwards is really fun. Cause then you just talk about
I think something and a movie. Movie and a drink, great. Dinner and movie, great. Just movie seems like, hey, how you doing? Like if you just meet 5 minutes before the film,
yes,
trailer, oh, I'd see that. I don't know your name.
No, true.
If it's a movie and a thing, I'm great with it. it.
I went to a movies with a lady, but I went to like one of those like movies with like the big chairs and they have like food and drinks and stuff.
Hold up.
Dude, that was really, really fun because you could like have like sort of like dinner and a movie all in once. It was actually really fun. We didn't, I mean, the whole like can't talk and all that kind of stuff, obviously that still was a thing. But yeah, it was like a really fun experience. Have you ever been to one of those like movies with the chairs and the drinks and shit?
Yeah, yeah.
They have like a server. Really fun.
Number 7, your house. That sounds oddly specific. Like it sounds like an X, like your house.
You're,
like, that's the worst
you're
first date.
You're saying it wrong, dude.
No. No. That's not a house. That's a cage. There's a Sarah McLaughlin commercial playing in my head looking at that dog.
It's pronounced your hush. Anyways, my point is bringing someone. Can I? This is first day, right? Refresh my? Okay. That's insane. Unless it's during the pandemic. That's
okay,
fine.
But what about Netflix and chill?
First date, Netflix and chill is insane unless you guys are exchanging like heavy sexual texts. But a first, hey, come to my house, have a few glasses of wine. And watch Downton Abbey while you go downtown
on your Abbey.
My dick.
Your house, yeah. I feel like that's like I can't believe that that is number 7. Like I feel like that should be maybe higher. No, I don't know. It's like a random.
Is this an order of?
Dude, I don't
did
know.
I miss this? Is this an order of like worst places to go? Because a buffet is 12. Buffet should be 1. If you
nah,
say,
buffet's
hey,
fun.
Buffet I, does sound kind of fun.
But
to me.
You have it to paint it fun. You can't just be like, hey, I'd like to ask you to fucking Cracker Barrel. Like that's a buffet's crazy to bring on a first date unless it's coded with, oh, this is silly time.
Right. No, but it's like, oh, like we get to say, oh, what would you choose from the buffet? You only have, you know what I mean? Like
there's a lot of character arcs.
Yeah, your first plate, what are you going to get? Are you going to go heavy on spaghetti? You know, are you going all desserts?
Yeah.
What would be the one thing that she came back with the for her first plate?
Clam chowder. Starting your
you,
dinner off yeah, of clam chowder.
For you to be like, nah, this is not going to work. You can't be the mother of my children.
You know what I would respect the fuck out of if she came back with ice cream first?
I was just thinking that.
I'd be like, I'll marry you.
I don't know if I'd marry you. I could get head in an alley from you. If you start with ice cream, you don't think you're throating someone down?
No, I think it's cute. It's like, you know.
Nah, you're a psycho. You're a psycho.
No.
First date? I don't even know your mom's name.
So, no.
And you're bringing back fucking.
Yeah, but you brought her there. Dog, you put her in this position.
All the more reason why you shouldn't come back with ice cream. Listen, do whatever
it's
you want.
It's funny to come back with ice cream.
It is funny. But again, you have to. It has to be like, oh, this is how funny
yeah,
is
it's
this?
A bit.
It's got to be.
It's not like she's
bit.
Eating it with a fork and knife.
Right. You can't come back with fucking Rocky Road and be like, where are you from?
What are you starting with?
It, like in real land?
Whatever land you live in, dog.
No, you know what I mean? Like, is it,
yeah.
Am I doing
no,
a
no,
bit?
No. You see her coming back with ice cream and you go, okay. Are
I'm
you...
coming back with a gun. Are you coming back with ice cream?
But are you going to raise her or are you like, and be like, I see you with ice cream. I'm going to come back with tapioca.
Oh, I understand.
Tapioca, I'd be out. You come back with tapioca, I'd be like, yeah, we should check your background records.
Yeah. Well, what's, I guess... Clam chowder is a really good one. If you come back, if there's a whole buffet and you come back with pasta with nothing on it, bro, you just got out of prison.
Or you're 7. 7-year-olds love butter and pasta.
I still love
bro,
it.
Bro, that's yeah. phenomenal.
Bro, butter, pasta, and garlic salt?
Not even garlic salt, just butter.
Well, what if you have garlic salt as an option? You're not going to put it on it?
Nah, personally.
Dog.
Personally,
am I the only one? Dude,
no,
butter,
that's fine.
Pasta, and garlic salt is insanely good.
Scampi? Shrimp scampi?
If you come back with shrimp scampi, you are actively trying not to fuck me that night.
I don't even give a fuck. I had shrimp scampi.
Oh, you're
some
saying
food
you're
is better
coming
than,
back with
dude,
shrimp
like,
scampi?
When you guys go to a steakhouse for a date, you're just being like, I am putting on the table that this meal is better than the sex we could have had tonight.
Correct.
And it is?
It is. It's
steak,
so much better.
Shrimp scampi, Michael.
A it looks steak like your with hair. Blue cheese? Nothing.
You I think it? We both said jokes at the same time.
Oh, shit. What did you
I
say?
I said shrimp scampi looks like your hair.
It does.
Steak with blue cheese, I'm out.
Really? No. Okay, hold on. I just want to, hold on. One more thing. If she comes back with what, you're out. Are you going to stick with clam chowder? I think it's a great answer.
Pudding. Nah, clam chowder.
Clam chowder is worse than pudding. It's got to be something. If you come back with just... the head of a halibut, like the head of a fish, I'm out.
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't even serve that there. She that brought means, that in her purse.
That means she had to go in the back and be like, where are the heads?
Where the head at?
Speaking of,
That's what I should be asking.
Head's crazy. You eat with that mouth.
You play flute with that mouth.
Dude, you do. You
mouths do so many fascinating things.
You know what's crazy? I don't know. I would love to ask a lady. Sorry, I had a stroke. I would love to ask a lady. Like, it's kind of a funny thing to like brush your teeth before you go on a date, knowing that you're fitting to give me head.
Well, if you think about it,
dirty mouth, clean it up, semen.
That's orbit. If you think about it, a toothbrush is just foreplay for what could happen later that night. Your mouth is like, what's going in and out? Oh, that's Colgate. What's going in and out later that night? Oh, that's cold.
Cumgate.
That's also an option.
Watergate. Reagan. Nope. What? Nixon.
Okay.
Do you know what Watergate is?
Yeah.
What? What's Watergate?
That's what just happened in the submarine, right? Ocean Gate. That was Ocean Gate.
That was Ocean Gate,
Ocean Spray's cranberry.
Uh-huh.
Watergate.
What happened to Watergate?
It was not good. I have no idea. I think somebody's water broke.
Fuck. Nixon. Nixon was going to win the presidency, and he thought, I forget the guy he was trying to get information from, but he got information. There was a ton of like information about the guy he was running against in, was the building called Watergate?
I think the building was Watergate.
And then he had people who worked for him, the FBI or some shit, go find like data on him.
Oh.
Yeah.
So no water was involved?
I mean, I can't believe there's no water.
Maybe they got thirsty at some point, breaking in.
Dude, getting thirsty is crazy. Your body's like, bro, come on now.
Lube
like,
me up.
Yeah.
Lube me down.
How often do you get thirsty? Are you a guy who you know when you're a kid, why you get hella thirsty so fast all the time? When you're an adult, you have one water in the morning, you're good till 9 p.m.
Really? I'll be drinking water.
Yeah, but do you drink it because I drink it when I'm working out getting jacked. But like, if I'm not working out, I can like go so long with no water. But when I was a kid, I couldn't finish one grilled cheese without chugging like Capri Suns.
Well, I'd also drink like a glass of warm milk and then go run and play football out front. Like my body is like, what are you trying to make ice cream? The fuck you running for?
Goddamn.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Goddamn.
Did you really drink warm milk?
I warm up milk. Milk and orange juice. Not together. But I warm up orange juice and drink it.
How do we pause the show?
you just did. I would warm up orange juice and drink it.
Warm milk. Hold on, one at a time. Warm milk.
Yeah. Because I wanted it to like taste like it was fresh from the tit.
Okay. How old were you? 10 is fine, but...
Middle school.
Okay. But warm up orange juice.
Yeah. It's far.
Did you drink it and then go shoot up a GameStop? Why were you warming up orange juice? No. Answer me.
And under what circumstances? Like, is this like hot summer day warm orange
Nothing.
Juice?
No. I don't know. It was like fucking 6 p.m. And I was like, dude, I want a nice warm glass of OJ.
Says no one in the history of the world.
You come on the floor.
You do too.
Hey, we're both shooting pulp.
Hey.
Hold on. Like, you put it in the microwave?
Dude, it's not bad. I know you're trying to come at me. You fucking idiot. Dude, I mean, listen. I was a child. I was young. I didn't know any better.
But did you put it in the microwave?
Yeah.
How long?
30 seconds.
That's, it's not like
it was,
that's hot.
It's not like bubbling, but it was like, it wasn't room temp, but it wasn't bubbling, but it was like warm. I don't know. Am I alone on this?
I don't think that it would be bad, but I just never heard of anyone warming up orange juice.
Warm orange juice. Yes. It's a Reddit post, so you know it's valuable.
Yeah, this is...
Warm orange juice tastes better than cold orange juice.
19 up likes. Those are the 19 people that are in January 6th. What does it say?
Most
it's so good. It's also good when I eat my cat.
Yeah, it's not very popular. I shouldn't have said it out loud.
The Google Trends for this is not crazy.
I shouldn't have said it out loud. But like, I don't know, dude. As a kid, you put a snail in your mouth. You don't know why.
Well, I guess this is less weird to me today than last week because after I discovered how good like warm apple cider is.
But that's real. That's a real thing. Warm apple cider is great. Did you just say you put a snail in your mouth?
Once. I saw that motherfucker moving, and I was like, "What do birds be seeing in these things?" On my, I can show you the exact spot of my old house.
You know what's interesting is I had that same thought.
Everybody ate snails.
With worms. Everyone.
You ate worms?
Oh, now I'm a psycho.
Worms got no crunch.
Says you. No, but the bird logic. I had the same logic with worms. I was like, why do birds be loving these fucking things?
You ate worms?
I took a bite of one.
You didn't finish it? You just ate them in the half?
Yeah, but
it was a trolley?
They grow the other one. They grow heads.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Isn't that insane?
Do you think that they like miss that other part of their body or it just pops in and they're like, oh, this is continuous the same guy? Or it's like, oh, dude, what's up, man?
I think it's what's up, man. Yeah. They go, oh, you just move here? Oh, shit.
It's like lizards. They can just lose a tail. That's so cool.
That is cool.
That'd be like if you were like, I don't even know. Like, you know when a girl's like cuddling with you and you're just like, man, fuck this arm. You just roll over and she sleeps with it the rest of the night, but you grow a new arm the next morning?
Are you a big cuddle guy?
No.
Don't touch me.
I had one.
Even if I'm in love with you.
I will, maybe a couple weeks ago, where I had this nice lady.
There you go. You had to find that somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know how to like. She was a girl I met years and years ago and rekindled on some random shit, but so much cuddling. And it's not that I don't like it. I just can't sleep. It's like, I love and affection. Listen, you're talking to a lonely man who lives with a cat.
Yeah.
I love the love and affection. I'm just like this, legit was like a lowercase C clamped onto me. Just.
Do you let her know? Like a barnacle?
No, I would never say anything.
Oh, that's the problem.
I just slowly, you know how your dog rustles around? I just kind of start doing that.
Oh, no.
But it never works. I'm just sitting there at 5 a.m. being like, man, fuck.
No, you got to say it.
What do you say? What do you say?
I said, I can't do this. I can't sleep with it.
I did the same thing.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not mean. I just.
Because you break dead silence. You're like, nah, I can't do this.
No, yeah. I have a conversation. Like, there's one recently that goes to sleep much better in like the cuddle position or whatever. And I'm like, I can't. Like, I'm fine to do it for like a minute before we go to sleep.
A minute?
I mean, max, dude. And then,
yeah, they're counting out loud.
And then 54, it's like
53.
And then get off me. Like,
don't you feel bad breaking the cuddle?
No,
really.
Because I always think about it inversely. Like, she, I can't sleep like this, and you can. So now, she's gonna feel bad if I'm sitting there not sleeping and she's sleeping. So like the same way that she needs to sleep with cuddling, I need to sleep without cuddling. So now, who wins here? You know,
I'll cuddle her. Never mind. Let's get back to this list.
Whoa, what list? All right.
let's fire off some of these bangers. What's the obvious and what's the what the fucks? Church is the first date.
Any fast food restaurant is insane. Buffalo Wild Wings, that's fine. Wingstop is fine. Wingstop and Buffalo Wild Wings is the same.
Those are fun because there's an activity. I like a date. I think Korean barbecue is a first date. It's very wholesome and cute. I think Wings, watching Wings, you can see what she does with a chicken wing and 100%. How she handles that meat.
Red Lobster is insane. Insane
no.
To bring someone.
I'm in.
On a first date. Like,
Red Lobster, when I was in high school, like, that's like, yo, that's like, yo, that's money.
No, for real. It is money, but I just feel like bringing someone on a seafood restaurant in general, first date's crazy.
What about like the boiling crab where they give you the crabs and you got like the bib on?
I think it's just too much. The first date.
I like it
about.
As a first date because it's an activity.
But there's shit everywhere.
Oh, you got some Cajun on your finger. Not anymore. Suck that Cajun off her finger.
Dude, sucking fingers is so hot. Fuck. Red Lobster's insane. A buffet we already talked about.
The gym is hilarious.
The gym?
The gym is like, if I was a girl, I'd be like, bitch, you saying I need to work out? The fuck does that mean?
But what if they met at the gym?
No, this is like first. No, because. But, oh, all right, go to your car and come back in. It's a date. I'm talking about like you pick her up at 8 and then you go to fucking LA Fitness.
But let me give you
fitness dick.
Hey, Hey, but let me give you a little bit more maybe context. What if they
did you write this list?
I did, maybe. No, what if they met at like the grocery store and they were talking and they both like were fitness people and was like, oh man, you want to go to the gym?
You're on board with this?
I'm on board. If listen,
no, you
if,
no.
If they if I'm they out. Talked I'm about, pissed about being this. Like a fitness, okay. My buddy recently he met a lady at a coffee shop. Super nice lady. They were talking. They were talking about that she loved paddleboarding. So his first date. He's planning it for paddleboarding.
Smart,
cute as shit. Yeah, it's like a 5-hour paddleboarding
date. Wouldn't you go parallel to this? Oh, I love working out. Okay, cool. Hike. Like a gym. What are you guys going to sit on the bench press and feed each other cables and shit?
I will say, dude, like, but being like a date, I've never gone on a date, but I'm like, I've brought like a girlfriend to a thing and like working out with somebody and like spotting them. And it's like a really, it's a really like hot. And then you like talk about like, oh, what are you working on
but
today?
It's blah, like blah, blah. Public in Brighton. She has Beats headphones on. She's listening to another man.
100%. Yeah.
Look, I get it, but it's crazy.
Like, you ever think someone's so jealous that they don't let their girlfriend listen to Joe Rogan because it's another man?
Probably.
Fuck. Sorry.
100%. I don't think that's a question at all.
The gym I'm in, churches, not insane if you love the Lord. If both you guys love the Lord, you get horny. Dude, how many times, this is crazy, how many times have a couple like went to church, talked about Jesus because he's so fucking hot, and they went home and banged like
every week?
On God.
Well, you guys talk a lot about how like,
literally,
that's what I'm saying.
People will hit you up after like, you'll get a DM or we'll get a message where it's, do like, I saw DMs? You guys at the at the show.
From children. Oh, no.
What a sermon.
But you guys like are kind of an aphrodisiac for people like that are going on dates to comedy shows,
oh,
right? A fucking hot pastor up there talking about like the loving family and like how,
And like the, in Genesis.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
I love
Noah's
that,
Ark, bitch. Give me some. I'm fine with the church.
Church checks out.
Church is a bad one if like no one talks about church and you go, I'll pick you up, and you just bring her to church
with popcorn. Wild. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Starbucks coffee date, same
fine.
Thing. Ice cream dates. Fuck you. That's a great date.
That's a great one.
That's great. I love that. I've done that many times.
That's an adorable one.
That's cute.
Family functions. What does that mean? Bring a girl to like a barbecue.
Cookout. Barbecue. Yeah.
That's crazy.
First date, that's too much.
That's insane.
That's too much at once. I wouldn't even want to go on a double date if I was new in a relationship. Movie night. That's pretty much the same thing. Somewhere that requires a long drive. Yeah, 100%. One time I recommended to a girl. I was like, "You want to go to a Dodger game?" And then immediately I was like, "This is dumb. Why the fuck? That's an hour drive. Why
would someone that requires a long drive is insane.
I'm out. Bowling,
Bowling's so fun.
I love a date with an activity.
Yes.
Because then it there's so many jump off points to leave. No, there's so many jump off points to like talk about how they bowl and like what drink they get and what ball to use. Like there's so many like.
I think bowling gets me a little eroticized.
Is there because there's fingers going in holes?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Really? What are you thinking about? The fact that you got to rent fucking shoes?
Yep. No, Bingo. But I just like, so, I don't know. There's something really hot about like a girl that's going up there and like bowling and she, you know, she's like, ooh, I got a strike. I don't know. It's hot. The reason I like it is there's a lot of hardware I can come on it.
Yeah.
You guys know
what I mean. There you go. Yeah. The only part that sucks is when you're next to her and she's like, oh, your shoe size? You have to be like, 48. The biggest one you have. Sorry, 9.5.
Every single time I've ever got bowling shoes, they swim on me.
Oh, yeah. You have to go up.
I mean, I can't get a size 6.
Dude, I'm a 10, but I go, let me get that 10.5.
Of course.
Because in her head, she's like, whoa, a half?
I say a 10.
This guy's packing a whole cock.
I don't wear a 10.
I put my shoe in the shoe.
100%. I have to.
What size do you wear?
9?
No.
I'm a bitch.
Michael.
You go, you know this is on a podcast, right?
Goddamn.
Let's finish this up. Nightclubs.
Crazy.
Taking a date to a nightclub, weird. If you meet at a club, great.
Hookah bar, great. I don't see how they suck that fucking thing.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either.
Dude, I would go to a hookah bar tonight.
Yeah.
Why does it sound kind of fun?
Hookah bars are great.
Hookah bars be having every music video in the world on that TV screen. But it's like only 2007 classics.
That's
it. Oh, there's T-Pain. Love him.
100%.
Yeah. Also, they have like a massive menu. And you're like, there's a kitchen here?
Have you ever ordered food at a goddamn?
No, but I think it's good. There's so many near me. I need
what
to
What is hookah? Do we know? They're like rocks, right?
Rocks.
Oh, I don't know.
No, that's the coals.
Hold on.
No, the coals are like blistering hot, and then there's foil with holes in it. And then when you inhale, the heat burns the...
The what?
It's like some kind of a flavored tobacco thing. I don't know what it's actually called.
Hashish? Shisha?
But where,
it's not hashish.
Where is it?
Fuck, what is it called?
Because I'm always thinking I smoked the rocks.
No. I mean, partially.
Oh, all right.
You're burning. You're smoking the heat that burns a hashish. What is it called?
Tobacco?
No.
Shisha.
Shisha. Yeah.
Shisha.
But dude, it's like so flavored. It's like, it's actually legit good. And if I hit somebody's jewel, I'll cough because I'm a bitch. But like when I smoke hookah, like I don't. And I feel like the man. A bar just for drinks. We got Waffle House.
But hold on. But why is that a bad? Like I think we're forgetting the premise. There's literally people that are like, I don't like to go to bar for just drinks.
Wait, why not?
Where do you like to go?
Yeah, that is true.
Like, where the fuck? They listed literally every fucking thing. What?
I need a counter argument.
You like to go to a fucking circus? Yeah, where do you like to go?
A bar for just drinks should be like the positive.
Correct.
List. Be like, hey,
every single one of these, I say we don't like it. That's insane.
What do you want to do? A bar? Play giant Jenga?
That's what I'm saying. Where, like, you like to go to play darts, billiards? Do they get sucked off? what do you like to do?
Billiards.
Go to a
hot
sex shop?
Dude, billiards. She makes eye contact and then fucking cranks that eight ball in.
Dude, the funniest thing ever is the driving range or billiards is when the dude is helping. And I'm like, bro, this is like a full house episode. Like,
Oh, when he's like over the shoulder.
Hey, this is how you do it. It's like, what are you doing, you fucking loser?
So the last two on here is a Waffle House, which... I love how that's just in its own category.
Right.
Like, they started with restaurants, and they're about to finish this list, and she's like, you know what else fucking sucks? That means she's probably been on a date to Waffle House.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I love Waffle House.
Waffle House is so good. If it's
you could get head legit in public there, and people would be like,
what?
You
the waffle while order. Getting head.
I love Waffle House.
Me too. It's so good. Sporting events.
28 sports events.
Whoever wrote this list.
I need to know what that
is. I mean, I want to kill. Dude, a basketball game's not good? I think a basketball game's actually a really, really good first
game. It is, but it does have, it's a drive, thing, then it's a 3 hours there. It is a long, it's a big commitment. First date, it's kind of crazy.
I mean, dude, when I brought that girl the first date to a concert, I was rolling the dice.
Yeah, of course.
Ugh. I mean, it could have ended up horrendously. This list is crazy. So, well, let's wrap this up by asking you, what is your favorite date to bring a lady?
What's my favorite thing to do?
Yeah,
I love an activity. I also love something unique in a sense where it's
first date though.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, first date, I feel like it's so bland.
The thing is, you have to go bland. You can't, as I just said, a concert, but that wasn't a great idea.
Bland thing bright. You say dinner and a movie sounds very generic, but what if I got you flowers and I noticed on your profile you love this music or this actress? Do you want to see that? Like, if there's details to it that make it?
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about bringing flowers on the first date?
Simp.
Psycho.
I don't know. It's got to be one of those things like, you know where I see it is if it's like a... Like a real romance, like some pen pal shit. Like, y'all been talking for months. And
you're 100%.
You're picking up at the airport. It's the first time you're ever seeing her. Shit like that. But if I'm on Hinge and you're like, swipe, nice cat in your profile. You like pussy?
And then you bring her daffodils? Dog.
It just feels like in this generation, like, that would almost like turn a girl off. Like, it's moving too quick.
It is moving too quick. The pen pal thing, or if it's like your cousin or something, then you can bring flowers. Yeah. You know each other for a while.
Yeah.
But you can't just like bring a lady flowers off jump and then bring her to the Waffle House.
Or if you are bringing her to Waffle House, bring her flowers. Because somebody's getting shot.
You just put them down on the fucking head. I always have said this sometimes to women where I'm like, I want to dress up. I want to wear like a tux on the first date. Like, just show up wearing a full tux, cummerbund, top hat,
and
cane.
She's wearing one or no?
No.
Okay.
I just want to show up wearing a fucking tux and just see what happens. Is that insane? I think it's just funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
I've pitched the idea of both of us dressing up, but there's been two different dates where I pitch it and we're both go, and then eventually we're like, we're not gonna, this is crazy.
Right, but it's like a funny thing to start with.
It is so funny. I think it's funny
if you both do it. Like, get dressed up and go do an active that doesn't need it. Like, get that dressed up and go to a zoo.
A zoo's a fun one.
This is cool.
Yeah, talk to the monkeys and her. That's fun. I like just drinks, dog.
Just something casual. I also don't want something that takes away too much from who this person could be.
Yeah.
At least in a movie, you're not learning anything.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, this chick's so hot, she giggles so hard in movies. All right.
Yeah.
Guys, we're going to get into Sock Talk. We do have just like one tab update that we didn't quite finish that I think was interesting, which was the, we never went over the top The most popular sports in America.
Yes.
So I wanted to see if you guys, what your guess was for the.
Can I ask you though, what the premise of the whatever you bring it up is? It like most like beloved sports or like most watched, like TV ratings
most,
type thing.
Most watched TV rating.
Ooh, okay. You want to guess first?
Say baseball because the amount of games.
I'm gonna go football. What was my guess? I think football, basketball. No, sorry. Football, baseball, basketball, golf, tennis, soccer.
Yeah, the top of this list is pretty much what we would expect. It's football, number one. Number two, basketball. Three, baseball.
Oh, damn.
Four, soccer. Five, hockey. Where it gets really interesting is...
I forgot about hockey.
That mixed martial arts comes in at number 12.
Oh shit. I forgot about boxing, too.
What do you... So mixed martial arts is the 12th most popular sport in America. What do you think the 11th most is?
Oh, gee. Hold on. So MMA is the 12th biggest sport? That seems way low. The 11th biggest sport, freaking
field hockey,
ping pong,
badminton.
I play this shit
in America.
Yeah. Really? That's crazy.
More popular than MMA.
That's not true.
Where the fuck do they play it? Like, what? I've never seen that on TV. But the amount of times I've been at the gym and seen MMA, that's crazy.
Yeah, this is not real. This has got to be like in the world. Yes. But like badminton. Is badminton even a real sport?
Yeah, it's fun.
No. Oh, dude, playing badminton is so fun. But I'm saying, like Olympic badminton, that's a real thing?
I think so.
I don't think this list is real. Can't be.
Well, how do you feel about birds?
I mean, let me tell you, the first of all, how do you feel about shuttlecocks?
I don't even know what that is. Is that it's from badminton?
Thing. Yeah, it's a thing.
It's a great
just name it a ball.
Shuttlecock.
Shuttlecock's crazy.
Ball with wings. Well, it looks like with a Harry Potter. The gold ball with the wings.
Golden snitch.
God, I want one of those so bad.
Me too.
Harry Potter looked lit. I would go. I know I can't. Like,
you could.
But like, it looked fun. Dude, no fucking parents. You're just vibing with the gang. It's like a young college.
Then you get to learn spells and shit.
Oh my God.
Turn women into frogs. No, I won't go out with you. Oh yeah? Rib it away, bitch. Now you go get a living in a
little bed. I think that was
bed.
In the third book.
Dude, if I was a witch, it'd be a problem. I'd be turning everyone into weird things.
Yeah. You're a vase.
100%. Dude, if you-
And I'd be turning weird things into real things. That flashlight, you're my girlfriend.
100%. That grandfather clock, about to get throated.
You didn't turn it into anything. You didn't say you'd suck a grandfather clock's cock. The GCC, baby. The juicy grandfather clock cock. That was a sentence.
Hold on. Let me, real quick before we get out of here or before we jump into side cock. Out of every piece of furniture, what do you think like the hottest piece of furniture would turn? Like, if you turned into a piece
coffee
of
coffee table. It's showing, I think.
Would turn into like the hottest woman?
Yeah, a coffee table.
Does that
table.
Make sense?
Coffee table.
A coffee table?
Because it's petite, but not too small. But it draws attention, but not too much attention. It's a nice centerpiece. It's got art, but not too much art. What are you gonna say?
Man, I would think a love seat.
Ran through. That's too on the nose. That's too like, dude. If you turned a love seat into a person, that should be on Plug Talk tomorrow.
Come on, bro. It's my girlfriend.
Oh, my bad. I respect her, but the whole squad
yeah,
does.
Yeah, but a coffee table? I feel like you turn into a coffee table and be a 15-year-old girl selling Gordon Girl Scout cookies.
Why does your head go to that?
Because it's a coffee table. It doesn't look like a woman. Think about what a coffee table looks like.
It looks like
a girl outside of fucking Kroger selling goddamn Samoans.
Yeah, but I don't think it's like some Transformers shit where like the bumblebee looks,
but that's what I'm asking.
Like the robot in the car.
But that's what I'm asking. That's what I'm asking. Like what? Like if you were bibbidi bobbidi boo and all the furniture turned to a woman, who do you think would be the hottest woman?
I'm sticking with the coffee table.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
And you're going love seat.
I mean, I don't know. You got me really rethinking because you're right.
Bro, then the other furniture is like, you see who Blau's dating?
Yeah, hella people sat on
God
it with
damn.
The love seat be eating ass.
All they do. You think coffee table be good because you put your feet on it?
Oh, you're right.
Feet.
Fuck. All right, I want to change my answer.
When you jerk off, do you feet your meat?
I try to.
Have you ever came on your own feet?
No. I came on the floor, but I never land on my feet. Hey. God, jerking on feet is crazy hot. All right, so we jump into some sock talk.
Yeah, a little sock talk. Today's sock talk is from the whole community. Earlier, you guys were talking about how you can get horny and ruin your life. So we polled the audience and we asked them, what's the worst thing that's happened to you as a result of being horny? So
probably just sign up for the military. There's got to be somebody who jerked off so hard. They're like,
yeah,
serving forces, baby.
100%.
Not that joining the military is bad by any means.
But they open their eyes. They're in Desert Storm and they're like, oh, shit.
That post-nut lieutenant regret.
Commander, come, goddamn.
That's hilarious.
Oh, shit. So this is what the audience says. The most common one is, I'm a dad now. So that's the worst thing that's happened after
that
getting horny.
That is crazy. You ever come so hard, you make a son? Holy
shit. Every day
you
see him, you're like, hey, leave away. But in the back of your head, you're like, I could have just jerked off. My dad probably said that about me.
100%. Isn't that crazy? Dude, when I was, so many dumb things I did in my life. Both my parents were like, God, one line
well,
of
that's like,
coke too many.
That's crazy. Well, it's like the running joke is like, so-and-so's father should have just pulled out. Like, you see comments like that.
Dude, my dad has this funny saying. He's like, the best part of you rolled down your mom's leg.
Crazy. That's like that's like movie level like writing. That's like Soprano shit.
Bro, my dad's funny, bro.
Yeah.
Paige says, I accidentally sent nudes to a 20 plus person group chat.
Wait, what? One more time?
I accidentally sent my nudes to a 20 plus person group chat.
Quote unquote accidentally.
Mm. Start OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I mean,
send after. Yo, you got the appetizer. Boom, here's the link. Or be like, LOL, my bad, meant to send that to the CEO.
Dude, that is insane.
What do you mean? Also, how do you accidentally? Actually, I can see how you do it.
Dude, yeah, you're horny as shit. Accidentally. You know what's funny? I've never actually sent a text, but I have almost done it, so I understand how to do it.
I get it.
But 20 people just tits out. Here's my vulva. God damn. That's got to be so embarrassing. What did she do after that? Like, we're talking to her. Sorry.
Yeah, no context. Oscar says the worst thing that ever happened to me due to being horny was I got fired when I was working as a housekeeper in a hotel.
Oh,
how do you out horny the guests of the hotel?
Dude, I don't know. Cleaning up?
Dude, a hotel is your office. Bro. And you work alone.
Yeah. And everything already has semen on it. So if you're already going to clean up semen, why don't you just fucking put it down some more?
Dude, you imagine Jack as that? Bro, if he was in there, God, I'd be smelling the sheets and shit.
Dude, he would implode. He would come. He would have no cum all the time. He would literally just go inside himself.
That's crazy.
Ben says chlamydia.
Yeah.
That one's
that'll do it.
Ryan says.
Shout out Ben.
Got too horny, masturbated in an unfinished sorority house basement after it got flooded with sewage.
What the fuck?
I have one question. Why were you there?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's insane. You get stuck down there?
Well, oh, maybe he was like a plumber and was like, yo, I'll fix it for you. Then he went down and he's like, oh, damn, it's quiet in here. And that water kind of warm.
Well, I think this is a lady, Ryan.
Oh.
God, Orion as a lady's name is so hot. God. I'm going to name my daughter something really unhot. Just so she doesn't get ran through.
But but I think that's the opposite logic.
Really?
I think
if I name my bitch Chainsaw.
Bro, she'd be on timber with all that wood thrown her way.
I can't
as an adult.
Dude, I can't think about I don't know what part of my brain. I'm going to have to get a lobotomy on that part of my brain to not think about it. If I have a daughter,
you won't.
She's like, dude, oh, I'm going to the movies.
TikTok clips. She'll be 23. Be like, Dad, I'm going to college. You're like, I don't care. The algorithm's bombing.
Oh, yeah. I understand what you're saying.
I don't know. Maybe that'd be a good question to ask. Be like, just ask my parents. How often do you think about me doing shit? You know?
Oh, like beating it up?
Yeah. Like
now, probably not. But like when they were a kid, I mean, when you were like in high school, probably a lot.
When I was driving home from touring colleges with my mom, dead silent in the car, right? My mom just looks at me. She goes, have you lost your virginity yet? We're about an hour into the ride. like, wait till we're pulling into the driveway. It was like 5 hours ahead. But also, we were an hour into the trip. So I'm like, how long has she been marinating on that?
2 years.
You know,
like so many years.
But you know when a thought pops in your head, you're like, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. Then your brain's like, say it. Like, all right. And it just comes out.
Yeah.
That's what she was doing. Have you lost your virginity yet?
Have you? Had you?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Thanks, dude.
You be getting sex, dude.
I did it. I was thinking about that girl recently.
In what capacity? Right before he came on the ground?
No. Just how, yeah. She had done it before and I hadn't.
Yeah.
But don't you want that?
I mean, that was the same thing with the lady
somebody, I lost. You know.
She was for the streets, by the way. Did I tell you this?
Good.
I mean, for the streets. You know what's an underrated pastime? Going through old nudes. God. Going back to like 2017. Looking at them. God damn. What you up to, Monica? Just send a text.
Just emphasize right now, just the nude. Hold up. I wish there was just a button that you could just, well, I guess there is. You can just hit a button and just goes like their phone goes off and it's like horny hours and it's just literally me.
Remember the Facebook poke?
Poke is big.
Yeah. All right, just two more of these and we'll get into Secret Sock. Cameron says, worst thing that happened to me as a result of being horny was I got scammed out of $1,500.
Yep.
Yeah. That happens daily. Yeah.
I would like to know more on that. How did that happen?
And then this person said to be anonymous and they said, the worst thing that happened to me as a result of being horny was I took out a $5,000 loan for this dude to help him get veneers.
Fuck. Dude, do you know how good that veneer cock was?
Probably not good.
You're lying.
I can't imagine a guy getting veneers lays it down.
But her taking out a $5,000 loan for him, like, she was coming a bunch.
Oh, I'd hope.
Yeah.
I'd hope that was after.
Yeah. Oh, you're thinking that this was like before they even, dang it. Man, I hope not. I freaking hope not.
All right. Secret Sock, anonymous submission. This says, I took a date to see Killers of the Flower Moon.
Oh, I want to see the movie so bad.
It's really good. Very long.
Like 3.5 hours, right?
Yeah. Theater was mostly empty. Halfway through, she started feeling me up. And before I knew it, her hand is in my pants, wanking me off. I didn't stop her.
Yeah, probably.
I didn't stop her, but like, there's a time and a place, and this isn't the type of movie to be doing that. Still, though, sat there, enjoyed the hand job, finished in my pants, and then continued to watch the movie. The movie was pretty good.
I don't see anything wrong with that. I think that's amazing. What?
If I'm it's a Scorsese movie, and I've been waiting. I read the book 4 years ago, and I've been waiting for this to come out. Yeah, and you choose act two to jerk me off. Let me fucking enjoy this cinematic masterpiece.
Yeah, but 3.5 hours. What, 15 minutes out of that?
Yeah, but here's the thing. You weren't enjoying yourself. So you wanted to do something to me because you weren't having a good time. Don't be selfish. Let me enjoy
what's
movie.
Weirder? That she rubs you off or you look over and she's just going to town?
Go to town. Let me watch the movie. Dude, I've been waiting for this movie. It sounds like he really, like, dude, he was, like, you know, he was saying the movie by name. Like, it seems like he enjoyed the movie. He came in his pants. It's like, dude, leave me alone.
He still came.
Well, but that's the other thing. This is a 3.5 hour movie. How early did he come in his pants and then just have to sit in his own car?
Wow. He went to
the might
stages.
Not come a lot. He might dribble out.
True.
Or that's a place you should nut on the floor. Those floors are disgusting.
Yeah, you wouldn't even know the difference.
It's like Velcro down there.
Jesus. But yeah, I would be, I don't know. I guess I'm going negative town here. I just like, leave me alone, man. I want to see this movie.
I'm all for it. It's a 3.5 hour movie. Give me an arc. You know, or like do it during a slow scene or a sexual scene.
Yeah, the movie, I saw it this weekend. It's a pretty depressing movie to get a hand job in. Good for him for even being able to stay hard.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even think about that part of it. Wow. Who is this lady? You know what I mean? This is making you, Killers of the Flower Moon is getting you. You know what? You know how some people, if they're like doing something like, if they're like breaking up with someone or whatever, they can't, like a moment that doesn't, like a funeral, like a moment does not denote being like laughing, but it's such a tense thing that they're laughing to like break it a bit. That's this woman. So she needs to jerk you off so she doesn't feel the emotions she felt towards the movie. I think I'm really breaking ground here. Was the movie good though?
Yeah, it was great.
God, all right. I need to see it. I've been wanting to see it since it came out fucking a month ago.
Take a date.
I will.
Get it handy.
I won't.
In the credits.
I will.
Credits is a good time.
Credits is a great time.
You have your own credits.
Time.
See that white rolling. Guys, I've been Trevor Wallace. Pterodactyl next Tuesday.
November 14th, dude.
November 14th.
Are you excited?
I'm this every emotion. I'm every emotion. I'm excited. I'm nervous. I am just curious. See how it gets perceived and then just see if anything changes after that. You know?
Are you gonna read comments? Oh, are there even comments?
Where the comments would be is like Amazon's like Instagram or like the clips that I post or the clips they post, you know?
Right.
Which is an interesting demographic because it's like there's like if you follow Amazon's Instagram, you probably like a show they like, so you started following it. But now all of a sudden they're pushing me and they're like, I don't know, what is this? You know, it's like I don't know. They just have like so many shows on there that are massive that I feel like those fans are just either going to resonate with mine or like, what is this?
Yeah.
Bring back season four of, you know, whatever, insert show.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think.
Yeah, I do feel like that's probably going to be the most irrelevant commentary, just like on a random Amazon comments. Like, I don't think.
Yeah. Well,
you're not going to gain anything from that.
No, you know? No.
No. But what's his name blew up on
Jimmy
Amazon?
Yang.
Yeah, Jimmy Yang blew
yeah,
up
there,
on
there's
on
a lot of
Amazon
potential
TikTok,
for those
so.
Things to go crazy. So. I don't know. I'm just curious to see what resonates with people. See if any of those bits go crazy. Oh, dude, you're fucking, you got to do that one bit. You know, like, not saying like the machine level, obviously, but like.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there anything that's like, dude, that fucking, you know, that bit about carrot cake went crazy. And you're like, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then you go to the theater shows and they go, do the carrot cake.
I wish. I love that joke. And you can see it on the 14th.
November. Just in case they thought it was
Dua
like,
Lipa. Yeah, November 14th.
Dua Lipa is so hot.
Prime, do it. Watch. Love you all.
All right. That's an episode?
That's an episode.
Guys, thank you so much for watching and listening. Tune in. We love you guys, dude. Come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Blotson on tour. And November 14th. Amazon, Mr. Wallace's first stand-up special, Pterodactyl. Go freaking watch it. We love you guys. Bye.
Hell yeah.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.